Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brenda.
Can you please tell me your full name?
Laura Eleanor Davis Amble.
Okay, and can you spell that for me?
L-A-U-R-A E-L-E-A-N-O-R Davis, D-A-V-I-S Amble, A-M-P-L-E-S.
And how old are you, Eleanor?
90 years, pushing 91.
And what's your date of birth?
November 24th, excuse me.
Okay. And where were you born?
Northfield, Ohio. Okay.
When did you first come to Union County?
Let's see, I think it was October, and it was 29, before the big crash of finances.
Okay. Do you recall that year? Was that 1930?
Oh, 1929.
And so you were a teenager then, coming to Union County for the first time.
Yes, I went into the 11th grade in Eagle Valley School.
Where was Eagle Valley School?
Well, it's in Eagle Valley, the other side of Baker. And we got there the beginning of October. I think it was the first week in October. And I started school there. And I was fresh out from Ohio, and everybody thought that sounded interesting and even asked me about the weather. And I couldn't see much difference in the weather, but the humidity was different.
Mm-hmm. When did you first move to Cove?
About the first week of September, 1930.
And at that time then, what grade were you
senior.
In school? A senior. What was that like for you, moving as a senior, changing school?
Well, every year of my high school was in a different school. Two in Ohio and two in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I was kind of used to it. It didn't particularly bother me, except I was late, a week or two late. So I had making up, catch up to do. Got a little crawled up a time or two.
Do you recall what your first impressions were of Cove, Oregon?
First impression. Well, I didn't think it was pretty or anything because we lived upstairs until my mother could find a house to buy it. And looked out into pig pens and stuff, and I didn't think Cove was at all attractive.
Where was that first house that you lived?
It had been the rectory for the Episcopal Church, but at that time they were just renting it. And so we rented, and they had this little dog. And she wasn't a well-behaved little dog, so Mom had my sister, that was just younger than I, and I were the ones that had to clean up after the little dog. And we didn't like that very well. But
why,
we did.
Why did your parents move to Cove?
They bought a store that belonged to Lynn Chadwick.
Was this a general store?
Yes, a grocery store. Very general, just groceries.
Just groceries. Where was that store located?
Well, it was located on the main drag at Cove, down below the schoolhouse, same side of the street as the schoolhouse, across the street from the library and down a little ways. And it was right beside a garage repair shop. And then there was the pool hall, and then there was another grocery store. And it was a nice looking building. Your Hallmark had it.
Can you tell me can you describe how the store looked on the outside? Can you start with the outside?
Of our store was stones that had been cut some way, I suppose, because they were all, I'd say just a little bigger than a brick,
mm-hmm.
but most stones are cut about the same size. It was cut like that. And the building had been built for a garage, so the Toll brothers built it for the one brother, Leonard Toll, T-O-W-I-L-E. And see, there wasn't anything around it. And there wasn't a porch or anything across. Folks did the remodeling and made it into a grocery store with a cold room for the meat and for that, so he could cut it. You know, he had to have a place to store it and take care of it.
So it wasn't a grocery store when they first bought the building?
No. It hadn't been used for anything, I don't believe, for I don't know for how long.
Mm-hmm.
The folks had the other little store across the street, mm-hmm. down a little bit. And let's see, I was married in 32, and I think they bought the building that fall, and I think it was during the winter that they moved into the building across from the original building and had the store in. I think they were renting that building, they didn't buy it.
So they started in the building that was a garage?
No, they started their own store in the garage. That's where they moved. But they had to move the store that they bought over across the street to the store they remodeled, the building they remodeled to make the store.
Okay.
And that was, they must have been there a couple of years.
How big was that first store?
Well, I was 4 feet. I don't know. Of course, it had a cement floor,
mm-hmm.
and came into the store, and they had ice to keep the meat, and the man that sold ice was real mad at them when they got a refrigerated meat counter, and he was just really mad. He couldn't sell them ice anymore. Dad had a meat block there to cut the meat on. How many counters did he have?
Did he do his own butchering then?
No. But the butchered. We had a Smith. Went by his initials, I think. I can't remember now. But anyhow, he had a big family. But he was a good meat cutter. And off and on, he was in and out of the business a couple times, or three. Well, we got the first meat, I think, from him. And then we got to getting meat from a butcher shop in Union. And they brought over ground hamburgers and dentist's office. I think that was after Dad was killed. Dad was killed in 34.
Mm-hmm. Did you have fresh fruits and vegetables?
Not at first, but Dad picked up a place, and then we had lettuce and celery, and not a lot of green stuff, but a little.
Mm-hmm. Was that mostly locally grown, or did it?
None of it.
None of it was. Mm-hmm. Where would that have come from?
Well, it came from Pacific Fruit, in Walker Ann.
Okay.
And all our groceries came from the, I don't know the name of the wholesale house now. Mm-hmm. The Western was part of it, but I'm not sure.
Was that also located in the Grand?
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't have to have anything shipped from other parts of the country. It just all came from the Grand.
Right. Okay. The shipping was done by the time it got to the wholesale house. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you work in the store?
No, I didn't like the store. I don't think I ever worked in it until later.
Did your mother work in the store?
Oh, she did after a while. Yeah.
What was her name?
Bessie Gardner.
Okay. And your father's name?
My stepfather's name.
Okay.
He's O.M. Gardner.
O.M. Gardner?
Uh-huh.
Did you know what the O.M. stood for?
Yeah. Orson Melvin.
Orson Melvin. Okay. So did he work in the store alone most of the time?
No, Charlie Hancock worked with him, and he helped out whenever, after Mom started working there regularly, then he would help out whenever she had sickness or something and couldn't be there. It was Charlie.
Do you recall how they bagged the groceries during that time?
How they bagged them?
Mm-hmm. Would that be, would people bring in their own bags, or did they just use a paper bag?
Just a brown paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
They gave away cereal, farina, I guess it was, in paper bags when they had their house opening to the store.
Uh-huh.
And they moved. Now it would be plastic. They wouldn't take a fucking around a little brown bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
What kind of cereal was that?
Farina.
Farina?
Yeah.
Do you recall anything else about the store and the grand opening?
Not really, because we were living up the hill by then. It was our first year together. We'd been married 18th of August, and this was, I think, shortly after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Early, I think, in the new year. Well, that would have been early in 33. They moved.
Mm-hmm. Were the local customers allowed to have a charge account?
Yes, a lot of them, and they paid by hauling wood. They heated the store and the house. Yeah, because we bought a house. Mom bought the house. Yeah. Went there in September. I don't know when we bought the house. Wasn't too long. Let's see. I graduated that first year, and we were in the house by then. So Mom must have gotten the house before Christmas.
Do you recall where that house was?
Yes, it was just behind the store. It was on Orchard, which is now called Orchard Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it faced Orchard Street, and of course the store faced the main drag. When we went there, They still had some boardwalks up across the street. Oh, the library was always there. So I think the boardwalk went by the library.
What's a boardwalk?
Hmm?
What's a boardwalk?
Oh, sidewalk is made, they put it, two befores, I think, on the ground, and then they nailed the boards into it, and it was a boardwalk, and they had it on the front of the pool hall and the garage, and everyone started at the corner, which was a drugstore when we first went there, and the boardwalk on up, I believe, clear up to the school.
Were the streets paved in coat during that time?
No, just gravel.
Gravel?
Mm-hmm. And they changed, I don't remember when they took the boardwalk down, but we had a boardwalk past the house, but it was kind of going to pot. So I don't think it was very long until it was completely taken away.
Was it hard to maintain those boardwalks with the weather in tow?
Well, they just didn't retain them very well that I remember. And I don't think they were there very long.
Can you tell me more about the inside of the store? You mentioned that it was heated by wood heat.
Yeah, well, they put in a drum when they first went in there. That was what it was. It fixed a drum, oil drum up. And they had the fire in the drum. I don't know how they fix it up because I wasn't that interested. And then we had a long ways of pipe, which was showing a picture.
Mm-hmm.
It looked dangerous to me. It was just a long ways across the store of pipe. And I couldn't see in the picture very much wire, you know, to make a rack to hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember, but of course it was kind of in the middle, back a ways, so that it could collect people around it. The winter was upon us, why people wanted to cluster around the stove, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Was that a popular local hangout then, to come into the market?
Well, somewhat. Of course, some of them went to the other store. So not the whole community gathered there. But they did gather there. Summertime they gathered at I don't know what you call them, confectionery. They have put in freezers for ice cream and set up ice cream. Oh, they made milkshakes and served ice cream sundaes with different sauces. And I used to make the simple syrup. And they'd get from the wholesale house, of course, they'd get the different syrups. And then they would be thinned down with the simple syrup.
And what is that?
Well, it's syrup. Just, I can't remember for sure the proportions. I think it was 3 cups of sugar and 2 cups of water. And you brought it to a boil and cooled it. And it never sugared or lumped or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that after we moved down and were in the store.
And at that time you had freezers in the store?
Yeah, they had them. I think Dad did most of the making under the instruction of the man that was the ice cream maker. And kind of oversaw the establishing of the ice cream parlor part of the store.
So you did have an ice cream parlor in the store later?
After probably they started caring and just grew into it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's back up just a little bit to before the freezers, when the ice was still being brought in.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that? Do you remember them bringing in the ice and how?
No, because I wasn't over at the store.
Okay.
So I don't remember ever seeing them bring in the ice. Actually, the wholesale companies delivered some stuff. But I don't remember. I remember the gasoline truck being there because they had a gasoline pump too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that was left from the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So that was already there.
But he kept that and pumped gas as well?
Yeah. And I had to pump gas a few times.
What was that like?
Well, I didn't really mind it too much, except I didn't like the smell of the gas.
Mm-hmm.
But, I forgot once to put the cap back on the gas tank, so they came back for the cap. And I don't know where I laid the cap. That part I don't remember.
How many kinds of gas did you have to choose from?
Oh, just Shell. Just the one pump.
Okay.
No Shell. And then the kerosene they got from Shell too, I guess.
And why do people buy kerosene?
Well, some of them had kerosene to cook with.
Mm-hmm.
And just kerosene cook stoves. And Mom had one in Ohio. And then she had an oven to set on. She learned how to use the oven. Not setting it on a burner, you have to learn that to do best for heating an oven and not burning things. And it was quite a little undertaking when she learned how to bake a bread and a oil stove.
Was there any cooking done in the store?
No, not then. It was later, but not the first. And Mom had a hot plate, so not formal cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And why she had a hot plate, Mom? But she used it sometimes. Like when I was back doing the housework, my garden and I had something to do and we were going to be gone over a meal so you could cook something on a hot plate.
Mm-hmm.
And that took care of that very well. And sometimes we had a restaurant over there. Couple of three different times for a little while.
What kind of food did you serve at the restaurant?
Oh, don't remember. Oh, that was down and over. Around the corner. I don't remember what he did for me. Maybe. Too long ago and I haven't even thought about it. I can see the guy that did it, but oh yeah. I think it was pretty limited probably.
Mm-hmm.
That was never going restaurant. Very short on customers.
What was the name of the store?
The last name store? Or our store?
Yours.
Just Gardner's.
Gardner's?
Mm-hmm.
And was it all, it was Gardner's in both locations?
Yeah.
It didn't change names?
I don't know what it was called when they bought it. But it was Chadwick's, so maybe it was called Chadwick's. Maybe it wasn't even called the name, I don't know, but they had to have to have a name.
Mm-hmm.
So, but somewhere in the picture we got one that says Gardner, so had that gardener sign on it somewhere. I think it was after I was married. Because I don't remember being on there. I wasn't around the store much.
Okay. So while all of this was going on at the store, where were you? What things were you involved in? You would have been a senior in high school.
Yes. And we started the Girl Scouts. Catherine and I were involved in that.
And who's Catherine?
And my sister.
Okay. Was she your only sibling?
No, I have a nurse sister back in Ohio. But she didn't finish nurse's training until maybe it was the year we were in Eagleville. She finished that state board. I'm not sure. I think she finished that year because I think she was finished when she came to Cole the first time.
So you and Catherine were the only ones in the home when you first moved here?
Mm-hmm.
With your parents?
Yeah.
So senior in high school, you were doing Girl Scouts?
Yeah, I had Girl Scouts. And I went singing. What do they call those?
In a choir?
No. Oh, dear. Gone with the Wind. Anyhow, I sang in that. Sang in a church choir, too, but I don't remember when choir practice was that year.
What did you do in Girl Scouts?
Well, I did some beading, I remember that, but I don't remember the name I had for myself, and I beaded a headband for myself with my Girl Scout name on it, but I don't remember what it was or what it meant even now. It was one of the teachers, Ms. Heilman, that started.
Heilman?
Mm-hmm.
So did you meet weekly as a Girl Scout?
I really don't remember. We cleaned up what had been a pool hall, and guys had evidently spit on the wall. And we, as high as we could reach, we lugged over hot water because, we were in the house in the spring, and that's when we were doing it. It was the spring we lugged over in milk cans, hot water, to wash the walls with. And get a livable for us. Then we met there.
Did you wear a uniform?
No. I don't. We never had uniforms. I don't know about Girl Scouts. They wore headbands, I think, but I don't think they ever wore uniforms, do you?
I think they do now. I don't know how long they've been doing that, though.
No, I don't either, because I sure don't remember.
Did they give awards or a
I can't remember
badges?
That part either.
Okay.
Well, I actually remember doing the beading in my headband.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember Catherine's or anybody else's, really, but we all, I think, made the headbands.
Did you ever camp out?
No. We did a progressive dinner once, and we had some part of it over at our house. Catherine and I were just for that particular section. I don't remember whether it was someone. See, I was just home 2 years, and then I was married.
Mm-hmm. So you said you also sang in a choir during that year while you were in school?
Did what?
You sang it with the choir?
Oh.
Was that the church choir?
Yeah, the church choir.
What church?
The Methodist.
Was that located in Cove?
Yes.
Okay.
Still there, but it's a different one. That's huge boom. Down there, go another, in a different place.
What was your connection in the Methodist Church then?
Just a member, went to Sunday school and church and youth meeting.
Do you know what you did at youth meeting?
Well, our two fathers led it. It wasn't a regular effort to meet, it was just a Bible study. And Duncan used to lead over in Eagle Valley for kids. You know, they conducted business meetings and did the usual type of lesson with the kids doing it, you know. And I didn't particularly like the cold because I didn't think that was the way it ought to be, but that's the way it was. My dad sang, so I guess he would have been in the choir there right away. And then, I don't know when Dad started leading the choir, because Archer's father led it for a year or two, they usually.
Okay, we were discussing your involvement in the choir. Did you only sing at church, or did you do outside events, or?
No, just for church.
Okay.
We had church Sunday night that time, so the youth kind of did, they didn't have a regular choir at night. The youth sang on Sunday night.
What did you sing?
I don't remember the name of the hymn book, but whatever they want. People kind of chose, as I remember, quite informal Sunday night.
So you didn't practice?
Not at all. But I can't remember what music we did Sunday morning. I don't remember we ever did anything but just the hymns. But we probably could. And after Dad was doing it, once a year, we had him practice and do some particular. But I don't know what we called it.
Was Sunday morning more formal then?
A little.
And then Sunday night was for the youth?
Well, it was the youth that did the singing that formed it. So, choir, of course, whatever.
Did you meet during any other times of the week?
No. Unless it's a special. We had, evangelistic meetings. I don't know if we did once a year or not. But as kids, we go down to Frosty and Lower Cove. We'd go down there for something to do, you know, with depression. And there wasn't very much money floating around. There wasn't work for boys or girls.
What is Frosty?
Hmm?
You said you go down to Frosty?
That's the name of the school.
Oh.
Down Lower Cove. I think the building's still there. I think there's something in the river about it not too long ago. I can't remember now. Yeah, we go down. There's the American Baptist Association, I think it was. It was penned out about once a year. And the evangelists come and we go down there just for something to do. So
you mentioned this was during the time of the Depression. What was it like in your home during those times?
We used up things in the storm and carried on carefully. We didn't spend a lot of money. We took care of our affairs, and that's about it. Make the bed, wash the dishes,
Did your sister and you share the chore?
She liked the store better than I do. So she, I think during a noon hour when my dad was sick, she took care of it alone and went back to school. And I went over there once, but that was too late. We moved back down and we were in the home there. Archie was helping our mom in the store after my dad was gone.
Why didn't you like the store?
Well, part of it was because when the folks would come home at noon, I'd hear about people didn't pay their bills and this and that, but I just plain didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anything to do with it.
So did they close the store at noon?
No. Open and some of the boys from school liked to come down and they liked to lift a few things that weren't theirs.
Oh.
I was there at 1 noon and this boy was putting them inside his jacket and I was very aware of it, so I didn't know just how to approach him about it. Instead of saying, now how many of those Valentine's that you took, do you want to pay for? You know, instead of being wise, I just let it go.
Did you tell your father?
No. Don't call him my father.
Your stepfather.
My dad.
Your dad. Did you call him dad?
Uh-huh. But not from. Never. I think I told you before that was reserved for my father.
For your biological father.
The name and his label.
Mm-hmm. And your biological father was David?
Yes.
What was his first name?
Charles.
Charles David.
Charlie David. Most Charles are Charlies.
Mm-hmm.
It's Charles Millard. I never heard anybody ever call him Millard, but that was his name.
Mm-hmm. Now, had he and your mother divorced, or had he?
He died.
He died. So when your mother remarried, we'll talk about Belinda's family here for a moment. What was it like during that time to be in a Belinda family where there was a stepfather?
Well, we just kind of fell into it, I guess. Just like you do, it's the way it was. And I was the one that, when Mom first told us about, I was the one that said no. I wasn't loyal to my father to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one they worried about a little. Catherine didn't bother her one way or another, I guess. And Mary was delighted because she had dad in school as well. And she thought he was wonderful. So she was very pleased. And so, dad just won us anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't too many months after they were married that Tom and Dad kissed him goodnight, goodnight to our mom. And then we got to thinking Dad was quite wonderful, actually.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when they married?
When they married. Yeah, I was going on 15. Or, no, I was going on 16.
So this was just a little bit before you had moved to Cove, that they had remarried?
A year.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year. Because we were in Eagle Valley 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Cove.
Were there any other activities you were involved in school?
Oh, yeah. We had little, I don't know what that group was. The same teacher that worked with us on the Girl Scouts also had some other little groups going on. One of them was we did a little series on table manners, and she just led little groups out with some different things like that, but I can't remember.
Was that for the boys and the girls?
I don't remember any boys in the table manners. Of course, Girl Scouts is boys. Then they have plays. I was in, I think the first play they had was senior class did a play every year. But I think maybe it was the whole high school did it. I'm not sure. Anyhow, I was in it. Yeah.
Do you remember what your part was?
Yes. I had kind of a biblical name, as I remember. Was it Jeremiah? Something like that, I think. And I remember I was supposed to take him by the ear, something, lead him around, or he needed leading around because he was kind of silly old man or something, I can't remember. It wasn't the senior play. I was in that too, and I don't remember what I did in the senior play. We hadn't been there too long when we had the play. It must have been before Christmas. So maybe they had two plays a year, or I don't know.
Was it easy to make friends when you moved to Cove?
Yes, I think it was. Quite easy. First night we went to church, youth meeting, Sunday night. There were lots of boys that night, but that didn't ever happen again. They came to see the new girls.
The new girls.
Two new girls. Mm. So the boys were churches. And the teachers were the high school teachers were their Sunday morning service, and they never were there again either, that I remember. And the one teacher came to me and said, came to us, we were close together, "Oh, you're the Gardner girls." "No, we're the Davis girls." And then when I went to school Monday morning, she wasn't particularly nice to me. I insulted her, but I never entered my mind. Of course I wasn't a gardener girl. Catherine wasn't a gardener girl. So I was just telling her the truth. "No, not the gardener girls. We're the Davis girls." And that's true, we were. We were always Davis girls, never gardener girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I insulted her, and I decided later. Well, she was a little less than fuzzy. But she got a little.
Do you recall the importance of religion in town during then? Because you talk about going to youth group right away and going to church. Was that common for most families during the time to be involved in some sort of religion?
I think a majority of people did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are always those who don't go. But I think the majority of people, so our friends, were with some people in the church. And then there were several older people who seemed to always be older than those around.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you know, lots of widows.
Mm-hmm.
As women live longer than men.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about graduation.
Well, see, we had baccalaureate service in the Methodist Church that year that I graduated. 31, and she decorated for it.
I don't know.
It was early spring, and I don't know if there were lilacs out yet or not. Well, I just don't remember how we decorated. And then for high school, Bishop Remington was our graduation speaker. A valedictorian student gave the valedictorian speech, and he came on stage, started to look at his notes, and he excused himself. He had the wrong notes and went out to the back to the dressing room, get his notes, and came back. I've always felt that that took a lot of poise or something that most senior kids wouldn't have, but this boy did. And if you go back and do that, go ahead with his speech, it was planned that way.
What was his name?
Harold Blank.
Harold Blank.
He's still out, so thinks he's quite a historian, but sometimes he's not right. Anyhow, he did that, and Clara Roberts was available for him, so I think she had to make a little speech.
How many were in your graduating class?
14.
14?
Or was it 15? Huh?
I don't think I asked you where the high school was located.
Well, on the main drag. When you go into Cove, when you get up to the Big Bend, you've been going east toward Mount Fanny, and then you get up far enough, the road, the highway makes it a real pretty direct turn from going east to going very south, and you go right straight as and like you're going on into it if you didn't have the feet again to bend and make a right, and that was the main drag, went on down town.
Is it the same building now?
No. It is an old wood building. And now it's brick. Mm-hmm. And they built it in the Depression with the help of whatever the programs were. There were lots of programs after Roosevelt became president. And, so they had WPA, I guess it was I don't think those are the right letters.
Workmen's Public. And that was a group that funded the high school building, or that just helped?
It was a government program that I think the school board had to contact the powers that be somehow and get permission, authority, whatever it took to get this organization. Might have been PWSA, Public Works, I think it was PWSA, going there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so how large was the school?
Well, I don't know, we were one of the big classes of seniors, so our graduating class five.
Wow.
And I don't know.
Were all the kids in the same building, or was it only a high school?
No, it was a whole school.
Kindergarten through?
Well, not kindergarten. They didn't have kindergarten at all. Not then. Not in Cold. I don't think they even had it here on the Grand in the valley at all, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So when they built the first, it was normal school.
Mm-hmm.
They had a room that was for kindergarten. train. They had a little bathroom for it. Cute little toilet, and everything was small, you know. And it was interesting to see when you're not used to those miniature things.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall anything that stands out about the school itself? What it
looks
like inside?
It was pretty ordinary. We had study hall and we had wood stoves in the study hall, and so we hovered around the stove in the morning when it was cold, because we used to have cold weather, you know, down below zero.
And that was the only source of heat?
Mm-hmm.
Who hauled the wood? Who hauled the wood for the school?
Oh, it's those different people, but I don't have any idea. But everybody hauled their own wood, so you know it could have been. I think they hired somebody to do it, or they bought the wood. Mm-hmm. I don't know which. Whether they hired somebody or whether somebody stole them the wood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember where it was piled. We were on the upper floor. The lower floor was the grade school, and the upper floor was the high school and the 7th and 8th. We all had them over. I think 7th and 8th were together. We were on the upper. Well, it was kind of halfway between, as I remember. There was a landing on the stairway, and then there was this room back there. But I never was in it much, if at all.
Mm-hmm. What was it like as a senior to be with all of the other children? Did you have much interaction with them?
Oh, not particularly. We all had May Day together. And I can't remember having much to do with the kids.
Did they have a cafeteria?
Maybe. Although we had a teacher in the typing, bookkeeping department of the school, and she taught, and she had a class of boys in her cooking school. And they were good cooks and always cooked. But that wasn't in my class. I was ahead of me 2 or 3 years. Archer wasn't in that, but the rest of the kids in his class were. I don't know why he didn't. I suppose he didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to. Just the ones who wanted to got to do it. I think they cooked, yeah, so they probably had school lunches.
So
maybe
before that,
that's how she started them, mm-hmm. with, started making soup or something like that for the lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't need it because we lived right down the street and all.
So did you go home for lunch, or did you bring your own lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Did most of the kids in school go home, or did they pack a lunch?
It was probably half and half, because I never was there at noon, so I don't remember. I knew some of the kids. It was for going to eat there, but I don't remember their lunch buckets. I suppose they were kept in the cloakroom. That's where we hung our coats and hats and galoshes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine the lunch buckets were there, but I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember.
Now, you probably walked to school, but did the other kids ride a bus, or how did they get to school?
think they were on their own family group self, but I'm not sure.
Would they have been driven in cars then by their parents?
Yeah, they weren't. They were horse farmers, had teams and all. But there wasn't a lot of, some transportation was done for horses, but not very much. Mm-hmm. That was the 30s.
Mm-hmm. So. But you do recall having people use the horse and wagon in Cove?
Yeah, we used to take the cherries down, horse and wagon, and Archie got an old Model T and fixed it up and just all cherries down in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in horse and wagon. We hauled the cherries every year.
Now you've talked a lot about Archie.
That's him, it's my husband.
So when did you meet Archie?
Oh, at church one Sunday night. The first, probably the end of the first month we were here or something. He'd been up in Seattle when we came with his other, one of his other brothers.
Was he still in school?
No.
Or had he graduated?
He graduated in 29.
Okay.
I graduated in 31.
Mm-hmm. So you met him at church?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more about your meeting?
Well, I was there and he was there. Yeah, he was. So, we just got together. He was short and he was called Shorty and I called him Shorty. So we were talking about getting married and I thought I really probably shouldn't call my husband Shorty or father of a baby, Shorty, was a child. So I started calling him out before we were married.
And when were you married?
August 18th, 1932.
So you had graduated from school?
Yeah, a year. I stayed on and kept house. Mom was working in the store all the time.
Let me back up just one more time before we start talking about married life. Did you ever come to LeGrand's when you were in school?
Yeah, that's where we got our clothes and numbers to town.
Where would you get your clothes in LeGrand's?
At Falk's.
Falk's? Mm-hmm.
There's a nice store then. It deteriorated. They sold it to They call them New York Jews, I think. Well, because that's not the kind of language we use anymore. But they call it to me, they brought in poor quality and cheaper stuff. Folks had nice quality things. So that changed. That's not where I was going to school.
Where was Falk's located?
Where they're doing the remodeling, where they're doing the building. I mean, now that they're on the main drag. Yeah, so.
Were there any other shops at that time, or did you only shop at Falk's?
Oh, they had Penny's. I don't remember. Yes. I think there were always Penny's and at least one other ready-to-wear shop. But I don't remember the name of it at all. It was on the corner there, I think, across from the Red Cross drugstore on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the store that had closed. And then there was another shop. Ann Johnson was here for years. And she was had good, nice clothes too. And she was down there now. Might be again close there to McGlass and like close to this four doors and fall one down. Mm-hmm. So there were evidently three or four. It was stopped. It was all right for getting close to us. Some people like to go out of town to shop, just like to go out of town, but we never did very much.
What other things would you do in the Grand?
Well, we came to some things, of course. That's where we came to the movies, too. I don't think they were having movies unless it was something special or cold. Once they had the DeMosses do a program. That was the first winter we were married, so that was winter 31, 32. And this is a play performance and things every once in a while. And they had Grange, but we didn't go to Grange. Catherine and I didn't ever go to Grange and Cole, but the folks did.
What was Grange?
It's a farm organization, actually, but I think they take in teachers, probably pastors, but I don't know that. And evidently store people, because the folks were invited into it. And people used to visit too. I don't remember Ruth too long. And they had the habit of going, the women did, of going and spending a day with somebody. And my mom was kind of shocked when they came to stay all day with her. She didn't really want it. My mother never done that, but they did used to go seeing people from, you know. But I never was in much of that, but some when I was a little kid back home in Ohio, but not to move around or cold because the folks were busy. Just whatever was around we did, I guess. I can't remember. I read a lot in Cole. I read a lot when my dad came home from Lodge, and pretty soon mom came to the door. Girls, turn off the lights.